Hello, and thank you so much for tuning into the Education Burrito, podcast that unwraps the everyday challenges in learning and teaching in education, exploring the ins and outs and highs and lows and different pedagogy approaches, enhancing student engagement amongst everything in education. My name is Kyu Sung, and each episode I'll be joined by special guests as we unwrap the Education Burrito. Hello there, and welcome back with another Chimichanga Challenge. For those who are unaware, Chimichanga Challenge is where I try to summarise a learning, a teaching or a student engagement paper, but also saving you, our listeners, time to read a paper in full. So be sure to listen to the end if you want a quick summary of the paper. So, are we ready? All right, let's do the countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Go. Start.
So the paper I've chosen today is by Rachel Harding and colleagues from Auckland University of Technology in New Zealand on developing librarians' teaching practice, a case study of learning advisors sharing their knowledge. This case study presents an education design research, EDR, approach to address the challenge of enhancing librarians' teaching practice through a professional development initiative. The EDR process, involving issue identification, intervention design, and implementation, aims to foster teaching excellence amongst librarians. This 8-week initiative, embedded within a broader workshop review and redevelopment program, seeks to improve information literacy, teaching, and learning opportunities. And so this paper splits into three different claims and three teaching elements, of which I'll summarise. Claim 1. Library leadership needs to facilitate professional development of teaching and learning. Here, the study emphasised the role of library leadership in facilitating effective professional development for teaching and learning. While librarians globally engage in teaching and learning professional development through various means, this initiative addresses gaps in the context of changing educational landscapes. Library leaders are seen as crucial in supporting librarian needs and directing collective learning efforts. Professional development programs are also tailored. They're flexible and relevant, which are considered essential, focusing on boosting instructional confidence and fostering excellence teaching practices. Claim number 2. Librarians may not be best placed to deliver this professional development. The study highlights the potential limitations of librarians as sole providers of professional development in teaching. Instead, a collaborative approach is advocated, where learning advisors, professional educators within the institutions are engaged. The integration of learning advisors adds diverse perspectives and strategies, enhancing the learning experience. The collaborative partnerships between liaison librarians and learning advisors offers a synergistic understanding of specific information literacy needs and support tailored learning initiatives. Claim number 3. Learning advisors can work collaboratively to create teaching and learning initiatives with an understanding of specific information literacy needs. Here, the case study emphasises the significance of aligning teaching and learning initiatives with evolving academic literacy trends. Learning advisors are positioned as contributions to a community of practice, engaging with models and frameworks for teaching academic literacies. Collaborations amongst faculty lecturers, learning advisors, and liaison librarians is highlighted for embedding information and academic literacy support in faculty papers. Tailored teaching capabilities are sought through the professional development initiatives, with an emphasis on workshop design, effective pedagogies, and lesson planning. Now, moving on to the three teaching elements. Teaching element 1, workshop design and constructive alignment. The first professional development session focused on workshop design principles, underpinned by the constructivist learning theory. Constructive alignment, ensuring assessments, content and outcomes are harmonised, is also emphasised in this study. Liaison librarians engage in group-based reviews, enhancing content relevance and refining learning outcomes. Here, a checklist of review criteria is introduced, providing a practical tool for structuring future workshops. Teaching element 2, active learning pedagogies. The second session centres around on the active learning and strategies, encouraging a higher order of thinking and metacognition. Core guidelines for active learning techniques are introduced, emphasising a simplicity alignment with learning outcomes and fostering peer collaboration. Liaison librarians evaluate active learning activities and apply them to information literacy workshops, considering both physical and digital learning environments. Teaching Element 3, Lesson Planning and Online Learning. The third workshop emphasises on the importance of lesson planning and active learning opportunities. Here, Guyanese Nines Events of Instructions model is introduced, promoting active learning with lesson plans. Liaison librarians collaboratively create lesson plans to engage in reflective activities, considering benefits and challenges. Feedback inclusion is highlighted as a mean to enhance learning and confidence. Looking further into this paper now on the impacts and future implications. Here, the authors highlighted that the tailored professional development approach has led to improvements in librarians' teaching practices, resulting in updated information literacy workshops and potentially enhancing learning experiences for students. The development of core principles align workshops with best practice, fostering a shared understanding amongst librarians. The initiative's resources have been made available on a learning management system, providing ongoing access for engagement and application. The study suggests that potential benefits for future librarians also, for example, supporting innovative workshop planning and encouraging cross-team collaborations. And so in conclusion, this case study employs an EDR approach to address a librarian's teaching practice through a collaborative, tailored professional development initiative. By partnering with learning advisors and focusing on workshop designs, active learning and lesson planning, the initiative aims to enhance information literacy, teaching and learning experiences. The impact of this approach on learning, teaching and student experiences warrants further investigation through future research. And that's it. So, if you found this paper interesting, please do and read the whole paper yourself. Details are in the show notes. Hope you enjoy listening as much as I try to summarise this. So be sure to subscribe to this podcast and be sure to like and share on social media so you can come back and listen to another Chimichanga Challenge as I attempt to summarise another paper. Thank you for your time and tuning into the Education Burrito. Join us next time as we unwrap the ins and the outs and the highs and the lows of learning and teaching in the Education Burrito. Chimichanga out.